Welcome to Journey Through Classical Piano. I'm your host, classical pianist Jiyoung Kim. Regardless of whether or not you're a lifelong lover of classical music, this podcast is meant to show you how important and relevant classical music is to today's world and to bring the live piano concert experience right to your living room. I believe classical music is for everyone, so let's start listening together. Before we get started, I would like to thank our new sponsor of the show, Anne Vance. Thank you so much, Anne, for supporting my podcast. I'm glad to know that you enjoy the show. If you find this podcast helps you in any way, please head over to patreon.com/journeythroughclassicalpiano to support the show. The link is in the show notes below. Today's episode, we are exploring one of Erik Satie's well-known compositions called Jetez-vous. It's a delightful and charming French waltz song for voice and piano. The title can be translated to I Want You or I Desire You in English, reflecting the romantic and whimsical nature of the piece. Once this piece was published, Jetez-vous soon became very famous, and Satie later rearranged it into various versions, including a solo piano version. You might have heard this piece in César's dog food TV commercial. If you haven't watched it, please find the commercial on YouTube. The dog food advertisement features the life of a security guard during his night shift with his dog, the whole cute relationship between him and the dog with the background music of sweet Jetez-vous. This was actually how I came across the piece in the first place. Satie composed Jetez-vous as a salon song. Salons were a popular cultural institution in 19th and early 20th century France, where intellectuals, artists, musicians, and other notable figures would gather in private homes to discuss art, literature, music, and philosophy. There were important venues for the exchange of ideas and the promotion of artistic and intellectual endeavors. Satie's music, particularly his piano compositions and songs, was well suited for the intimate and social atmosphere of salons. He often performed his own compositions in these settings. His works, with their simplicity and charm, were appreciated by the salon audiences. Satie's association with the Parisian cultural scene allowed him to make connections with influential individuals and artists, which helped him gain recognition and opportunities in the music world. His music, including pieces like Gymnopédies and Nacien, found a receptive audience in the salon setting, contributing to his growing reputation as a composer and pianist. If you haven't checked out my episode of Gymnopédies in the previous season, please go and listen to get to know one of his most well-known piano pieces. In addition to performing at salons, Satie also composed music for various occasions and events, which included social gatherings and private functions. His ability to create music that matched the mood and atmosphere of these settings contributed to his popularity in French society during his time. Jetez-vous is often categorized as a French chanson or art song. Chansons are typically characterized by their lyrical and melodic qualities, and they often feature expressive vocal melodies accompanied by piano or other instrumentations. This piece, Jetez-vous, follows a simple AABA song form, which is a common structure in popular music and chansons. As a piece originally composed for voice, there is a lyric to this piece. These lyrics capture the simple and affectionate sentiment of the song, expressing a desire for someone's complete and undivided attention and affection. The lyrics for Jetez-vous were written by Henri Pecori, a pseudonym, an imaginary identity used by Satie himself. This is how the lyric goes. I want you. You're like the rose, which you give me, when the day is dimming. You're like the fire which you light in me when everything is darkening. You're like hearth which is always burning in the depth of my being. I want you. You're like the hearth which is always burning in the depth of my being. So let's take a listen to a voice version of the piece a little bit here.
J'ai compris ta détresse, cher amoureux, et je sais de tes voeux, fais de moi ta maîtresse, loin de nous la sagesse, plus de tristesse, j'aspire à ce
The lyrics definitely express a playful and affectionate desire for someone, and they add a layer of charm to the music. I love listening to different arrangements of a piece I'm working on, especially for that it's a set by a composer. This composition is an example of Satie's lighter and more accessible side. While he was known for his avant-garde and experimental works, Je te veux demonstrates his ability to write beautiful and melodious music with a mass appeal. The piece is relatively short, making it accessible for both performers and listeners. It captures the essence of French Romanticism and is a testament to Satie's versatility as a composer, showcasing his ability to create music that is both emotionally engaging and musically delightful. Whenever I play this music, my heart is filled with joy, longing, and happiness. It brings me a happy memory of loved ones and maybe happy memories with furry friends. I would love you to imagine someone you love or your beloved pet while you listen to this music, allowing the music to take you to a certain sweet memories of yours. Before we dive into the piece, I would like to make a note that I would love to hear from you and share your experience with this piece with me. Please go to jiyoungkim.com where you can leave voice or written message for this podcast. I will leave the link in the show notes below. And please sign up for my bi-weekly newsletter. This is the way you can directly connect with me throughout the year. I share my insights behind the scenes of the life of classical pianist, my favorite music, and wisdom that I gain from books I read during those weeks. And of course, I share the most upcoming news through this newsletter with you first. So please find that link in the show notes below as well. So now, let's take a listen to this delightful piece, Je te veux, by Erik Satie, performed by Ji-Yoon Kim.
Thank you.
I hope this music brought you a sunshine in your day. In the next episode, I will explore a painfully beautiful Rachmaninoff's vocalise. I hope to meet you then. Thank you for listening.